now we bring you Viewpoint with Pete Stevenson discussing the Bible's view of family relationships.
Today and all this week, we'll be looking at the topic, Principles for Working with Teens. Those of you who have the golden opportunity for molding the lives of teens should follow the biblical teaching that whatsoever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus. Unless you seek to glorify the Lord through the lives of your children, you'll waste your work. To this end, then, you need to become familiar with some of the basic principles that successful parents follow in working with their teens. You need to know these principles, and you need to follow these principles. One such principle to follow is that of treating every youngster as an individual in his own environment. Even though your child may have several brothers and sisters, he's still an individual, and you need to know him as an individual, not as someone to be poured into a mold so that he comes out like everyone else in the family. Parents don't always realize this. There may be two or three children who seem to be pretty much alike with the same general personality, and then one comes along that's totally different from the others. Perhaps they were passive, but he's aggressive. Perhaps they were intelligent, but he's average. The point is that every child will have some distinguishing features that sets him apart from the other children. And to effectively train him, you need to know him for what he is and to work with him on that level. That's why you don't ever want to compare one child with another. To say, Jimmy, why can't you be like your sister is just plain dumb. Jimmy can't be like his sister because he's Jimmy, not his sister. It's bad enough to do this when your children are small. They'll resent it even then. But to do it when your children are teenagers is very poor because the children aren't old enough then to be independent. And that kind of a rebuke can actually drive your children away from the family, away from your standards, and into the arms of a world that delights in corrupting young people. You also need to keep in mind the fact that your child has grown up with a totally different background than you did. The world today differs significantly from what it was when you were a child. Your child has access to information that was not even known when you were growing up. He encounters different views on moral and ethical problems, on economic principles, on political matters, and on a host of other areas of life. He's had different work experiences, different kinds of friends, a different church environment. All these things add up to a different background. Now, this does not give him the right to practice sin. God's Word still demands moral purity and freedom from sin, no matter what kind of a background a person comes from. But still, you do need to understand that your youngster possesses a different background than yours. To help him effectively, you need to be able to see things from his viewpoint. You need to know his arguments for and against certain situations, to understand why he has certain interests and values and goals. All this is necessary to help you treat him as an individual in his own environment. This ability doesn't come naturally to most parents. It's hard for them to adjust to someone else's viewpoint. But remember, God has given us the great resource of his divine wisdom to guide us as parents. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. You need to trust the Holy Spirit to give you the understanding that you need in order to guide your teenager wisely. God will give you this grace if you'll only trust him for it. If this has been a problem area for you, ask the Lord right now to give you the viewpoint that you need to meet your teenager's needs.
You've just heard Viewpoint with Pete Stevenson discussing the Bible's view of family relationships.